Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Four-man pressure, Jones for Kittle in the end zone, and it is caught! George Kittle! Snares the touchdown, and the 49ers are on the board late first half.
It's the Guru Steiny Guru Steiny Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, that sound courtesy of Fox Sports. I just thought of something. How about this? So, two biggest pass plays of the game for the Niners. One, the touchdown to Kittle. Two, the great catch by Jennings. Think about how well covered both those were. Now I want you to close your eyes and imagine the big plays through the air that Houston had. Like that one touchdown, wide open. Oh, he schemed it open beautifully.
And everything was dink and dunk.
But like even the 49ers' two big pass completions, man, he had to throw into traffic for Kittle and
I'm mad at
a jump ball for Juwan Jennings.
The Jennings catch does not supersede the miss. Like, those were the two biggest plays.
Again,
Evan, it hit him right on the 50.
This is one of my big ones.
You can't kick up dust and cause ruckus and drop that pass. There's no telling how that, if the game changes.
Listen, he has no business running a pattern that long. Bottom line.
He was open.
Howdy, now you hating.
But that's not his forte.
They threw the ball to Sky Moore, too.
By the way, now you want him to catch punts? He let that one drop and hit it to 7. And they downed it at the 1.
Hey, I did see that.
He should have fair caught at the 7.
Oh, boy. Can't win or lose with you. Real quick, so you got to tell us about Saturday night.
What happened?
You said you had some action before you left it last.
Oh, no. I just saw a great documentary Saturday morning.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's right.
I woke up. It was wonderful. Woke up to an empty house. It was pouring rain. It was like 9:30. And I was like, what am I going to do? I was like, you know what? You never just watch a movie. You never just sit inside during the day. And so I watched the documentary. Fascinating documentary. It's called Against the Ice.
I'm out.
No, it was incredible. It was a great movie.
Was Macklin Celebrini in there?
Of course not.
They got a win last night, Steiny.
So do you know that in the early 1900s...
I was trying to avoid it.
Dude named Admiral Peary...
Admiral.
...claimed that he discovered Peary Island, which was supposed to be north of Greenland. And he said, yeah, there's a channel that separates Greenland from the island. So... we're claiming the island,
okay.
America.
Yeah.
Denmark owns Greenland, so they still do. They always should. And Denmark sends some explorers to the northern part of Greenland in a harrowing tale of life in the Arctic over the course of several years.
Why were they deployed? What were
they
searching
deployed
for?
To find out if there was a channel or not. Mm. And you know what? There wasn't. There wasn't. And so the island, so-called, was actually part of Greenland. There was no water separating it. So we lose. So all of Greenland is owned by Denmark.
So how long ago was this?
1909.
Oh, damn. Stop it.
It's a great movie.
1907. It
says his expedition was in 1891.
Yeah, but and you're probably right. Damn. So it was around that time. But they were in the Arctic for years. They thought that they'd... Oh, it's incredible. Great movie.
To what lengths did they have to go found out there's no channel?
It's unwritten.
How do you go then they rewrite go history?
That is a great question. They had to document it, essentially. And do
what with it?
Then they had to bring it back and show the proof.
You know, I'm going to be honest.
Uh-oh.
Why did we want this island?
Like,
I'm reading about Peary Island right now.
That's a great question.
Are you kidding?
There's not a lot there.
It's under the ice bed. It's under the water. That's where oil is. That's why there's a so-called race to the Arctic.
Yeah, but in the 1800s.
Yeah, but they...
What were we were looking for oil.
Well, it's also strategic. It's strategic for defense, if you can see.
From who?
From Russia. They can go right over the top.
From the Eskimos?
Hey, they're the Inuits when they're native. Hey, in Russia, you can go right over the top of the globe, and you're right there. You know, everybody thinks that when you travel, you go around the globe. You don't. You go kind of over top of it.
Yeah, in a plane.
Yeah, exactly.
How many planes were able to navigate the Arctic Circle in 1891?
They didn't have them then, but the ships were up there. But the ships didn't sail in the winter because there was no water. There was just ice. They had to wait for spring.
Evan, you watching it? Did it get you or?
No, but.
How many hours, Donnie?
Any interest?
90 minutes?
Do you have any interest in that?
Not really.
Okay.
90 minutes, 2 hours?
Yeah, about an hour 45.
How did you find it?
I Googled.
He can't find the games, but he can find every dot. That's amazing.
I Google the Arctic.
Oh, so you're.
And then I look and see. And I'm fascinated by the Arctic.
Well, if you had to do it all over again, wouldn't you do a field in the Arctic? Like,
oh no, it's too cold. I'm just fascinated by it. No,
I don't know if I'm jealous or like envious. Like, that's your thing.
I want to go to the Arctic at some point. I want to go to a place called, I think it's called Churchill on Hudson Bay, way up there.
The more I read about this, I'm not sure you do.
I know it's an unforgiving land. It is.
So were they out and about living in the outside and all that stuff?
Yeah, they had tents, but they...
Oh, you're out. Yeah, Donnie, you ain't making it. Like, I know that about you. You ain't making it.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
You said you don't like the fog or you don't like the weather right now.
No, I don't like cold. That's why I moved from back east, but that's part of the reason why I'm fascinated by it. Oh, my goodness gracious, 415. Steiny, have you ever read Endurance about Ernest Shackleton? Oh, yeah. Shackleton's one of my heroes. The guy could steer a ship.
He cannot be that guy.
All right.
Are we not going to mention Friday's blowout? Because Warriors play tonight. Just real quick. Who saw that? A lot of people said they did, but come on, man. Portland? Jimmy was invisible.
Oh, huh.
I didn't like that.
Guru.
They got a game tomorrow, too.
Do you remember on Friday? First of all, we had...
Astani is a long weekend.
We did have Friday. We had a Warrior player, I think, didn't we?
No, we had Frazier, the coach. Bruce.
Yeah, we had Frazier.
Yeah.
And remember, I asked him, I said, you know, it's the first back-to-back of the year. Is this something Warrior fans should be keeping an eye on? Because age and experience is a big factor. And then we got off with Bruce, and I said, you know, it's first back-to-back. Let's monitor. Let's see what we got here. Sure enough, one guy came to play. Steph Curry.
Yeah, he did come.
They don't have Steph Curry Friday. Right. They lose that game 110-14.
I'm thinking they're winning because Curry was spunky. I said, this dude's on a mission. Then he just got ugly. Pods wasn't good. No, nobody was good, Stoney.
You know what? I mean this, and I wrote this down. The 49ers lost Sunday, and the Warriors lost Friday. Had one thing in common. Hold on, let me get it here.
I'm trying to think.
All right, here it is. What's the Warriors' Achilles heel?
Size.
Age. Oh. Age.
That's no good.
What's the Niners' Achilles heel? Injury. But both coaches, after their team got beat, did not use that as an excuse. Steve Kerr said, first of all, let's not talk about how this was our back-to-back. This team came out and ran us off the floor.
See, I didn't hear Steve say that.
And then...
respect.
The 49ers, injuries, they're not blaming injuries after that calamity. So yeah. Good for the two head coaches.
Mm-hmm. Tuba Sun God on the chat. The Dubs Achilles heel is the Achilles heel.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
I give one to that.
We could use it for the Niners, though, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Dude, I'm all over now. But I'll just tell you, Stani, back to the Niners. If you're telling me this is what we're going to get every other game, man, I don't know if that's going to get you to 10 wins. That's how petrified I am and shocked at what happened yesterday. I mean, their offensive
shocked
line.
Shocked and petrified.
Yeah, the shock was watching CJ look exact opposite of what he did against Seattle. Now, Seattle's different, but you beat them. They're in your division. But, man, Steiny, if you're telling me you can't count on your defense, then what can you really count on?
Kyle Shanahan.
How'd that work yesterday? 10 rush attempts.
How can you run the ball if you don't have it?
But, man, that is just...
Can you believe that McCaffrey didn't touch the ball in the first... Well, they drove for 13 minutes.
That was just... One of the youngsters, somebody make a play.
Like, that's what I was kind of thinking about.
But Renardo Green, all of them, Stani, Jair Brown. No, they needed a map, a compass. Nobody, they just, wrong angles and missed tackles was the title of the jam.
Speaking of compasses, they used a sextant in the movie sextant. Against the Ice. Yeah, it's a directional thing that they had to use in the old days. A sextant.
How do you spell that?
S-E-X-T-A-N-T.
Oh, okay, so it's X. All right.
But it has nothing to do with that.
No, I got it.
It has to do with, I believe, direction.
It's like rubbing alcohol has nothing to do with drinking alcohol.
But you can get drunk from it.
From what?
Rubbing alcohol. I mean, it'll still... And grain... You ever heard of grain alcohol?
You can die if you swallow alcohol. So how can you get drunk off it?
I think you get drunk first real quick.
What's it do?
You get drunk really quick and then it's over. So it's a real short buzz.
I'm uncomfortable. But anyway, go ahead, baby.
Let's go to Leroy in Oakland.
Our man, Lee.
Lee.
Talking about isopropyl.
Leroy, tell Goo to settle, please.
I'm concerned, Lee. I'm concerned.
You guys, man, I love you guys, man. Hey, Steiny, what's up, Goo, man? Happy Monday, guys.
I got you.
Happy Monday. So, Goo, I had the 49ers at this point around 4-4 anyway.
Okay.
So we're okay. We're okay. It's like we are where I thought we would be. I thought we would lose some games, you know, maybe five, four, six games. But I thought we would get into the playoffs, and so we're going to get healthy, Goo. I mean, I know, you know, it's a violent league. You told me that, Steiny and Goo. It's a violent league. I mean, on any given Sunday, guys can go down. It's a car crash every time.
Lee, let me ask you this, because I know Steiny's answer. Real quickly, I want to hear your answer. So yesterday happened. You're not worried about that being a blueprint, shout-out Jay-Z, for other teams? That's how – of much of a no-show the defense was as a collective?
No, because I love what you guys said earlier, and I think it was Steiny. You know, week to week, teams look different.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we're going to see this same 49er team next week. I think we're going to see a better team. So, I think the consistency is just going to come as some of these guys that were already out getting healthier. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, there's guys dropping like flies now, but there were guys that were already out that are going to come back. And so, you know, Shanahan's been doing a great job, man. We can't We can't take it away from this team this week when we were giving it to them last week and we were giving it to them in those wins. We can't take this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Swing away from them. It's a topsy-turvy league. But Goo, just keep the faith, man. We all right. I had us 4-4. And we're 5-5. Hey, I'm 5-3, so I'm happy. I'm okay where we are. We don't need to make any rational moves. Just keep plugging away.
There it is. Thanks, Leroy. This personal text from my guy, Baltimore Joe.
Okay.
You're forgetting. The Texans are stronger than you give them credit for. They've been in the playoffs the last 2 years. A healthy Texans team manhandled the Ravens. Are you going to the ship today? Whoops, I shouldn't have read that part. Thanks, Joe.
Was he listening to our conversation in the morning?
No, I think he was listening to not giving the Texans
from the green room. I thought we discussed the fact that Houston, right now, though they're 3-4, pardon me, they have a plus 50 score differential.
Because you're into that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, plus 50.
And the Niners are minus 4. Oh, and boy. The Rams are plus 58, and the Seahawks are plus 57.
Now, see, that, boy, those are heavy. Man, Rams are good, and see, Niners beat both of them. But you had Warner.
925 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Steiny, take it from a blue-nosed sailor with frostbite from that cruise. The Arctic is a much better vicarious experience. You cannot put on enough layers to keep your blood from freezing, and that's courtesy of Jack.
We gotta take a life mountain.
Man. So I imagine he has the CW Fields nose where this is dark. You know, chap.
Yeah, you don't want to get frostbite.
Yeah.
There was a real harrowing scene in the movie where dude got frostbite and they took a, what are those things called? It was ugly.
Was it harrowing?
It was harrowing, yeah.
What'd you do after? Rest of the Saturday.
Let's see.
Took a warm shower.
I did shower after that, and then I went over to Dana's. It was his birthday.
Oh, come
on, a couple days ago, yeah.
I'm down on D.
Yeah, he doesn't like you either.
I texted him. He didn't text back.
I know he didn't. I was talking to him Saturday.
What did he say?
No, actually, I did. I saw him Saturday.
I believe it came up. Say, it's all good.
It actually didn't.
I texted him to meet us at the ship Friday.
That's weird. He would have brought that up. He didn't.
Maybe he got a new number.
He's had that number since I've met him.
Next question.
You know, my vision's not the best.
Watched
these days.
Alabama. Who'd they play?
Oh, my gosh.
South Carolina.
Dude, they are Bama. And they wanted to run, what is it, DeBoer? Whatever his name. They wanted to run him out of town. Look at me now. Dude, we got to get Celebrini back on. We're the first show he did, radio hit, Macklin. Stanley, you dude's balling.
Yeah,
he had three in New York, three
he
goals.
He plays hockey. He's pucking. He's not balling.
Fucking Vonnevay. I love that.
This is Macklin Celebrini, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru.
Oh, man, we got to call him back.
We should have him on once a year to see how much he improves. He was very shy. He was very shy.
You didn't see the new video that they took in, what's the famous park in New York?
Central Park.
That's where they were at. Him and Will Smith, a former, another forward on the team.
Sure.
So this young lady, who's the astrology lady that calls our show? She's been famous with the radio and sports.
Okay.
Julie or Andrea Mills? And she'll call in anyway.
Yeah,
a woman like her was in Central Park.
Okay.
Randomly went up to Macklin Celebrini and they have the audio. And she's like, what do you do? He goes, I'm an athlete. Talking to, and they got the whole 3-minute soundbite and it just took off. And it's all over NHL Twitter. And you can hear the whole thing. But he sounded like he was in eighth grade. I play forward, and you know, she's like, turn around, get up for me. And then she's like, oh, you guys are specimens. Ladies, and he's like, you single? He's like, oh, yeah. It was pretty entertaining.
Then he went and had 3 goals and 2 assists.
He had 3. And so, then won last night. Evan said he won the game last night.
Yeah, there were two things that reminded me of. One was, anybody out there remember when Clay was in New York? And just a newsman on the street guy was interviewing people, and he just happened to interview Clay about scaffolding, I believe.
This had to be early
on. Clay didn't even say, like, I'm Clay Thompson of the Warriors. He just answered it straight.
You mean this one?
Clay, you kind of had a viral video this morning where you were just randomly talking on the street with a news report just out of that happen.
NBA champ Clay Thompson says he looks up curious, but walks underneath.
So I usually observe if the piping and stuff is new, or if sometimes, you know, some of it looks like it's been there a while. I kind of try to avoid.
Wow, man.
He's the best.
No,
and there was
a good game yesterday. They won.
There was another one involving Jordan Clarkson, I believe, of the Jazz. Somebody went up to him and he's like, what's your basketball player? And he just answered the questions like normal person. It's funny. Oh, Steiny, I sailed in the Navy around the Straits of Magellan. Ooh. We had to stand topside 24/7 at night. Our coffees would freeze. Thank you, Jack.
Was it Torian Prince when he was at Baylor that was explaining what a rebound was?
That was great.
He said, well, you reach up with both hands, you grab the ball, you bring it down, and they call it a rebound.
I got to check that out.
And they got more of those than we did.
Oh, man.
It was pretty good.
I missed that one.
It was pretty good. By the way, Thursday, we're going to...
Evan don't even know.
What?
About...
I'm talking about the Giants are going to unveil a press conference. They're going to have a press conference for their new manager. Yeah. Oh, you guys can take...
What don't I know, Goo?
Why don't you guys take care of this?
In the cafeteria.
Nah, tell us... Why don't you get people ready now? If you want. If not, I'll change the subject.
Because I can't remember the name.
We have 3 days.
No.
Wait, who's on first?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is serious.
Yeah.
Okay, he's helping me out.
Real quick. Let me set it up.
Paul, go ahead.
This is a... preemptive.
Yeah, no doubt.
Get off him.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And they're never really on me, but some days you'll be like, Guru out, Evan in, we don't know where he's at. Anyway, and I'm in a hospital fighting for my family, but my lovely cousin Paula Hennett passed away, and her funeral will be Thursday, so Evan will be in for me. So as you guys make jokes, just know the days that I'm out on Thursday, I'm not at the golf course. I'm probably in the hospital supporting or being by somebody's side. But life is short. Pick up that phone. Call your loved ones. If you got something, disagreement, be the bigger man or woman because life is short. Stan, I'm being real.
I know.
And Evan will be in for me, so cut the jokes. And I'm just telling you, if we did the Guru analytics of where I am on a Thursday, sick, hospital, and support for the kids, or why, just whatever. So you guys have
vacation.
Fun at my expense.
It could be anything.
Evan, what you mean, vacation?
Hey, Goo, prayers up.
No, I appreciate
prayers
that.
For you, buddy, yeah.
I thought you were talking about what Evan don't know about this, the surprise guest we got maybe Thursday from New York.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't remember. Chewy, I didn't remember the name.
Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff.
What are you watching tonight? We got the World Series, Monday Night Football. You're watching for fantasy purposes, and the Warriors.
I'll watch the first part of the game, see if I have any action. We need Kelsey early.
That's
we need injuries.
You're okay.
We need a slew of 49er injuries to hit the Washington Commanders.
Hey, real quick, what if you're a King fan? I would return my season.
Why?
No LeBron, no Luka, and you let Reeves go for 51 in your building. I would turn in my season. If that's
not
a sign.
You're not able to. You can't turn them. But you can turn them in, but you don't get your money back.
Well, you see the meme that goes where your car window's broken, and then there's two Cowboy tickets in there. You ever see that, Stoney? Your car gets broken into, and they left the Cowboy tickets in there for you. Oh, like nobody wants these.
The tickets or the 17 point guards they have on their team that all need the ball.
I mean, Reeves is good. That was an embarrassing loss.
You know what I did yesterday?
What did you do?
Wait, when Cowboys were on at what time? One, right?
Yeah.
I watched a good chunk of that game.
Go ahead. I'm going to be quiet.
Oof.
Yeah. Defense, right?
Tell you what, though. You want a silver lining? Your real Cowboys are probably going to be the reason why you win in fantasy this week, because J.K. Dobbins had four runs at the one-yard line, couldn't get in, and then they give it to the rookie who scores 3 one-yard touchdown runs.
I can't get mad. Like, stop him.
My guy could have had like 130 yards with 3 touchdowns.
Sean Payton ran that game up 20 with 6 minutes left, Evan, and threw three straight. Come on, have some class.
Dude, they averaged 9.5 yards a play.
I don't think
the Cowboys got to stop.
If you're Eberflus, how do you have that job? Evan, that's embarrassing. It's been happening all season.
Yeah, you're right, though. 3-4.
Three, four, and one.
All right, that's crossover next. That segment brought to you by Ceremony Ford.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.